Mills and Snyder in the morning on WTAM 1100, Cleveland's News Radio.
It's Tech Tuesday. Always enjoy talking to our buddy Agent Derek Meister at the Geek Squad. He picks a little topic for us to get into and share some info and hopefully help you when it comes to making a decision about tech and electronics. And this morning we're talking smartphones. Derek, good morning to you.
Morning, Bill.
All right. I am still, and people laugh at me, I still carry the old flip. And I say, oh, I walk into a store and people want to see it sometimes, you know, when it comes to phones. I can text, but it's funny because every time I look at a smartphone, I'm just not sure what I want to do. And you've got, we'll put up some links at willsandsnyder.com, some things to think about. Because, Derek, there are so many options out there right now.
That's absolutely true. There's probably more smartphone options than clothes, shoes, or car options anymore when you walk into a store like Best Buy.
All right, if you were to hold my hand, take me in with my flip phone, what would you want to look at? You want to know what I want to do with the phone first, or what?
Yeah, really the first thing you want to consider is exactly what you want out of a smartphone. You know, some people want the smartphone because they want the cameras that come with them. Some people want them just because they want all those extra internet features. So the ability to look something up on the internet, access Google, check out maps, use it as a GPS, that sort of thing. So really when you start looking at the different phones and all those choices, what you really want to start looking at is what features are most important to you. So one of the very first ones that people will ask is, what kind of operating system do you want? There's plenty of different choices out there. Really, the main three that a lot of people are going to be looking through are Apple's iOS operating system, which a lot of people like because of the simplicity, the fact that it's got a huge number of apps, and really because it's really one of the more modern operating systems for the smartphones. Of course, at the same time, there's also Google's Android, which is across a huge number of brands, so it gives you a lot of choices across price ranges. It's also known for having almost pretty much just about as many apps as Apple's, and also it's just the customization. Really, it's a little bit, even though it is easy enough these days that pretty much anybody can use it, it's got plenty of customization. And then, of course, Microsoft has their Windows Phone options for those that want to look for something that's a little bit more familiar in terms of that Windows 8 interface.
News Radio, WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills, Tech Tuesday. Another minute with Derek Meister, the geek at the Geek Squad, with us talking about smartphones. The size of the phone, I actually played golf with my brother over the weekend. He got a new phone. It's almost like a mini Kindle. I mean, bigger than the iPhone, but for his purpose, as far as moving email and reading email, it was good to use. There are so many sizes too, right, Derek?
Yeah, you'll find phones everything from 3.5 inches all the way up to 7 inches. Those larger screen phones, we actually call those phablets, kind of combination between a tablet and a smartphone. And that's really something to consider. A lot of people, you know, the first thing, their first instinct is larger is better. But again, you probably just want to go check the phones out at your local Best Buy, pick them up. Smaller means more portable, easier to fit in your pockets. Larger, obviously, is going to get you bigger screens. In a lot of cases, a little bit better image quality. So if you want to watch those movies while on the go, it's just really, you know, how you're going to use it.
All right, you talked about CPU a little. Let me get you out of here on LTE. We hear this advertised, the 4G LTE. Mm-hmm. Well, what are they talking about?
4G is just a kind of a common term for the broadband connection, the internet connection on the go. 4G is the general thing. Basically, it's just the fourth generation. Really, these days, though, you're going to look towards phones that definitely support LTE, long-term evolutions. That's basically the new high-speed mobile broadband option. Not all phones support it, but pretty much almost all new phones will support that. And you do want to check to see if it is available in your area. Pretty much through most of the Cleveland area, it is going to be available. But, you know, say if you live and work in Ashtabula, you may have some trouble out there. Generally, though, if you can get it, just go ahead and get that for the phone so that when you are on the go, you'll get that fastest internet connection.
Tips on buying a smartphone. Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad, will put up some links at willsandsnyder.com. We can follow you on Twitter, right?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Agent3012 and Geek Squad, of course, on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+.
All right, finally, and Joe Roman's in here, too, from the Greater Cleveland Partnership. Whatever I do is better than the flip phone I'm carrying, huh, Derek?
Yeah, pretty. You know, a lot of people. The great thing about that is that you'd be able to check out, all the latest postings from WTM online, and check all the latest iHeartRadio apps.
Yeah, I got that going for me, but then I got to learn to use the thing too. Derek, thank you much, pal. See you.
Bye.
Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad.